I love a sky. I love a sun. I love a night. I love a tree. I love a run. I love a toaster.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I hate people. Big or small, short or tall, people. I hate people.
Well, hello there. I'm Kirk, and that's Microwave. And this is Shady Small Town Tea.
Yes, I did that just for you. I'm microwave now.
Microwave.
All because someone decided to send me some stupid shit over Facebook. And says, you know what a short person, what's called when a short person waves? It's called a microwave.
But it was It was a cute dachshund video.
It was a cute dachshund. I'll give you that. It was adorable.
When a short person waves, what do they call it? Microwave.
Now that's my name on here. Boom. You're just jealous. It's okay.
I don't like nicknames. Oh my god. So,
what are you drinking?
Cold brew that I made.
Neat.
I made some cold brew. You alcoholic.
Alcoholics go to AA and AA is for quitter, and nobody likes a quitter, so...
Then you're a drunk.
Still live in Wisconsin. I still live in Wisco. It's hot as fuck in this apartment, though, right now.
It's beautiful in here. Are you on the second floor? Third floor?
Yeah.
Second floor?
Yeah. It gets toasty.
Do you have to pay for electric?
Yes, but it's really cheap, actually.
Do you have an AC? Do you have air conditioning? Central, or is it a window? Yeah, a window unit. Yeah, so you have to pay for that when you use it.
Yeah, but I have a big ass door in my kitchen that leads to a emergency, which is my emergency exit. But it's a screened in door.
Oh, nice.
And so I've been having that open during the days and like at night because it's still been cooler. So that's been keeping it pretty cold in here.
Nice.
Because I like it cold.
Like a morgue. And breaking out. I don't know what the fuck this acne as an adult is. It's fucking bullshit.
Adult acne is literally the fucking worst.
I don't know what. And it's only like right here on my forehead in this area. So I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Are you pregnant?
Fucking pissing me off. If only.
Does Joe know Joe?
He's okay. Not the father.
So, it's me, Joe. I'm sorry. It's me. I'm the baby daddy. I'll be your baby daddy. Okay. So just because, like, I'm not going to say any names because I'm not going to be that disrespectful to the couple. There's a couple I know. Okay. She found out that he was cheating. She is pregnant. They have 4 kids together already. All this shit. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. It gets better. Hold on.
Wow.
Hold, please. So, right? So not only that, and it's not just like with one woman, it's several women, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the full story. But I do know that. So she put on Facebook today, like, screenshots of the chick that she found. And this chick posted her fiance or boyfriend on her Snapchat.
Wow.
And so... like, she posted screenshots of their conversation, this chick, calling this chick a homewrecker, all this fucking shit. Going after the woman, okay? Here's my thing with, like, cheating and shit like that. How do we know the woman didn't know or did know?
You don't. Unless she admits it.
Right. But I guess another big thing for me is, why keep putting this shit on Facebook and public social media? Stop.
Yeah. Turn that knob on the front of your microphone a little bit.
Okay.
Now talk.
Is that better?
I think your volume got turned down on the microphone. I think that's why.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Well, because I have my volume like maxed out on my ear pods.
And I'm still real quiet.
I tried turning it down because last time when I started playing music on my computer, I almost fucking shit myself because it was so loud. It scared the fucking hell out of me. Yeah, that's just weird. People are dumb.
In my mind, I guess, okay, look, I get it. Like, you get upset, you get mad, you know, you put shit on there. But, like, oh, hold on. But I don't think putting it publicly on social media is, like, the way to do it. I really don't.
Why does that person
look familiar?
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
Is that the person that cheated?
So this is the woman that is the homewrecker.
Why does she look familiar?
I don't know. I thought the same thing, though.
Huh. Oh. You just completely froze. Are you still there?
I'm still here. Can
you hear me? Hello? Oh, shit. Is it me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, there you go. Yeah, you're back.
I haven't froze. Okay, you kind of froze for a second.
That was weird. Loud.
I know. Hold on. I'm trying to show you this other thing. So this was the other thing that was posted. It's a screenshot of this chick's... Oh, go back. Go back. There it is. It's a screenshot of this chick's...
Why does that keep freezing?
It's weird. I don't know. I'm not freezing. It's bizarre. But yeah. All I know is it's throwing me off because she not only puts it on Facebook, it's on her Snapchat or Instagram, everything.
Wow.
I mean, everything.
People are dumb.
I feel like, okay, like if you want to blow up and like say this person cheated, fine, but I just smacked my laptop with my phone. Sorry. But I feel like there's times to maybe just stop.
Yeah.
Because at one point you...
Social media is not your fucking therapy. Social media will make you need a fucking therapist because you're putting all your shit out there and then you fucking whine when people are talking shit about you. Well, stop fucking airing your fucking dirty laundry on social media, you fucking dumbasses.
And that's what I'm thinking too. Like, why are you putting it so much out there? Like...
Mm-hmm. Stupidity. It's dumb.
I personally think that there's a place and a time, and putting it all out there like you have, but like this chick has been, and all this shit, like, I get it. You're mad. You're upset.
Mm-hmm.
But doing it like this, makes you look trashy almost.
Straight up, it makes you look worse than the homewrecker.
Yeah. Dumb. It makes you look like shit because you're like, oh, well, I'm going to put all my dirty laundry out there, which is great. Keep putting your dirty laundry out there. Like, don't get me wrong. It's entertaining as fuck for me. But stop.
Yeah. That's just stupid.
That was my rant of the day because I just...
Ooh, what the fuck just happened?
What are you doing?
Something just died and I don't know what it is. Oh, one of my AirPods is not charged. How the fuck is that possible?
You're like freezing really bad. Well, guys, today's episode of Shitty Small Town Tea, the shit show continues with technical problems and Kirk's headphones deciding to take a shit.
Because that's what we do here. I have 11% left. I don't know if it's gonna last or not.
It's
weird. I don't think I have internet problems. I'm checking right now. Just to see. It's very bizarre. Now I'm 400 megabyte downloads.
I don't know what's happening. Good too.
Weird. Oh, well.
This is weird.
It's the ghost of Christmas past.
But here's the thing, too. So, like, and then you go on and, like, see the people that have, like, liked the post or whatever, or, like, commented on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see some of these people. And here's the thing. Some of these people that I seen that liked it and commented on it and shit, y'all women are the same fucking women that I've seen home wreck other homes. I shit you not.
Well,
like,
now you're not really involved in that shit there anymore, are you?
I'm not, but like, it's just, it makes me laugh because I'm sitting here going.
People create drama in their life. It's fucking crazy. It's so annoying as fuck.
Well, like I said, I'm not involved, but I'm watching and I'm having a great time watching, but like, just seeing some of these women that are like, put these, like, the shock face are like, oh, or like the cry emoji. I'm like, didn't you just fuck a married dude like 3 weeks ago? Oh, no. Oh, I must be thinking of somebody else, you home wrecking hoe.
What's that bag on the floor?
What bag?
Right by your bed.
Hold on. Sometimes I have to. Oh, this bag right here?
Yeah.
Is chips.
Oh. I'm surprised the dog's not in it.
You see him?
Mm-hmm, he's sleeping. Well,
he had a little bit of pork steak tonight. So he's in food coma mode. So sometimes when you see things and I don't, I have to like put my screen up wider so I can fully see what you see. Because like obviously when we're talking, like you can see more in my background than I can see in yours. Like I made you small.
Yeah, I can't see much of mine. I'm sure you can see a lot more than I can see.
But, you know, either way, it that's why I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I can see the plate next to your arm.
Oh, those plates. Yeah, they're from our dining room table that we never use. We usually have the table set, but it's in here instead.
Okay, that's what I was asking. I was like, why is it in there?
And that's a printer. That's my printer.
So boop.
Push the button.
Do it. Push it. Push it.
That's a dog bed.
That I knew.
That's a penis coming from the ceiling.
This is a lamp.
What is that lamp?
It's a really fucking old CD holder lamp.
I was just going to say, is that a fucking CD holder? Where the fuck did you get that from?
So it was my aunt's before she passed. When she was like 24 when she passed. Uh-huh. And this was hers. Well, everybody was like, well, what are we going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Well, I'm 30 fucking years old and I was little when she passed. I was like 3 or 4 when she passed. And I've had it since then. And it still fucking works. They don't make the light bulbs for it no more. But it still works. Like, when I tell you, this lamp has been through hell back and then some.
It's one of those that gets really hot, isn't it? It's got that long tube bulb. Oh my God, I've burnt myself on those fucking things.
I come home drunk,
and the fucking the light falls down, and then it fucking touches my leg or something. Oh my God.
Oh God, if that fucking thing, hated those. So, like, you can see this solid white piece right here in the middle of it. So that is held together by zip ties and a couple bolts because it's so old that the original bolt snapped. So, but now, like. Yeah, so there's zip ties involved. But yeah, I still use it. It still works. There's a fucking dimmer switch on it and everything.
Yeah, nice. That's what I thought it was. I'm like, that's got to be fucking old because they don't make that shit anymore.
Nope. It is old AF.
That's funny. I haven't had what do they call those torchier lamps, don't they?
I call it a CD holder lamp.
I think they're called torchier.
Torchier?
I'm not high, so I've no. I think that's what it's called.
I'm just saying, this one's like a really, really fancy word. Torchier. Torchier.
Spell that Google word.
Kirk, I can't even spell fucking
torchier.
I totally forgot I had porn up on my phone.
Oh my God, it came up torture. That's funny.
I mean, same thing. Torchier.
Torchier lamp.
Torchier.
I don't think that's what look it's at called.
This. I'm going to show you this before I even hit send. So I started typing torchier in torchier floor lamp.
You just froze again. How the hell do you spell it?
It's T-O-R-C-H-E. Oh, I'm sorry. I-E-R-E. I actually spelt it pretty fucking close to being right.
Yep, torchier lamp. I was right. Wow. old school.
I don't
school.
Know what that means. Does it just mean tall lamp?
I don't know. Let's see. We're fucking Googling shit instead of podcasting.
I need to know what this means first.
So the word torchere means a tall, ornamental, flat-topped stand traditionally used as a stand for a candlestick.
I hate this world so fucking much. I can't wait to live on Mars. I'm done here.
I don't think that's going to happen either.
I'm done here. I'm done with this. I'm. You know what? This is Tiffany signing off one last time. Get it.
You crazy bitch. Crazy.
It means tall ass lamp. That's basically what it means. Flat, tall lamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Flat base.
I'm going to write a letter to the people that decide. I should be fucking working for the company that decides the meaning of things.
Why? What would the meaning of torchere be if you could write the meaning?
Tall ass lamp. Like it's hot and burns you. Torchere.
But it tall sounds like lamp, torture. That's what you'd call it? Tall floor
tall,
lamp?
No, tall ass lamp. Not floor lamp, tall ass lamp. That burns
you. I don't
you.
Think Target and Walmart could sell a lamp with the word ass in it.
Assay, if they put like a little asterisk over one of the S's.
Assay. You're an assay. Assay.
It's an assay.
You crazy bitch. Assay. It's assay. I want an assay lamp. Can I get my assay lamp in my car, bitch?
Is my car going to be long enough for my assay lamp?
I need a torchere assay lamp.
Why does it sound like torture ass?
Because that's right. Torture ass. Torchere assay.
Lump. It's a lump.
Torture ass lump.
No, it's not lump. It's not lamp. It's lump. A lump. Lump. You gotta chew
on
the egg.
Oh, my God.
You gotta chew on the letter egg. A lump.
I haven't had a cocktail. I'm not even drunk. I have no gummy in me.
I've had half a beer. Not even half a beer. I think life has just finally got to us that we're both like, torché away.
Torché away. Sashay away with your torchere assay lampe. Just making up our own fucking language. Fuck it.
Screw it. Speak Latin.
It's drag what? Latin.
I would totally learn that language.
That's it. I'm going to invent the language.
I will help you invent the language of the drag Latin.
Drag Latin.
And drag these balls across my face.
Torchere assay lampe.
It's lampa.
Lampa.
Oh my god, I gotta tell you this. Okay, so I fell in my shower last night.
Listen, hold on.
Okay. It's just not that funny.
Do you need assisted living? Do you need to move into an assisted living facility?
Do you have a hearse to laugh this hard?
Okay. I'm snorting. Oh my god. And my eyes are watering now.
Okay, no, this is what happened, okay? So what do you get?
I just see you tits over ass on the floor of your shower.
That's what happened.
Ass over tits, tits over ass.
Here's the worst part. Okay, here's the worst part. I wasn't even showering yet.
The fuck were you doing? Gymnastics?
Okay, so here's what happened. Listen. Okay, so I get naked.
One would think you would getting into the shower.
I know. Okay, so I'm naked. And there's like these weird sticky strips in the bottom of my tub. And I now know what they were for. I didn't know if they were for. Kirk, it's not that funny.
Oh my god, it is funny. Now,
okay, so but they were breaking out. Like they were gross and old, and they were breaking. So I just took them out because I didn't know what they were for. Okay, so then I used Mr. Clean, a magic eraser on the bottom of the tub to scrub the residue.
Rub-a-doo. Okay. You were rub-a-dooing something.
Fucking rub-a-dooed my fucking ribcage into the side of my fucking tub. Okay. So this is clean now. And I was standing in the tub getting ready to turn on the water. And shit, when it's wet and slippery at this point. And I didn't know that's what those sticky things were for. So I was going to get out of the tub and grab my towel and put the sponge back. Shut up! Okay, so I bent over and I was leaning over and kind of and I had my hands on the side of the tub and I moved one hand to grab something. I don't even remember what it was because it happened so fucking fast. Okay, both of my hands slipped out from underneath me. I fell right here. I like bounced off my arm and people elbowed the fuck inside the tub and then I landed straight in my ribcage and I'm pretty sure my neighbors think I'm dead now. Because nobody came and checked when there was a funk.
So are you going to go to the Menards or the Home Depot and get yourself some anti-slip stickers for the tub?
I have a sticky bath mat that is now down permanently because I don't want that to happen again because that really fucking hurts. Are you okay, by the way? You look like you couldn't breathe there for a minute. Oh, like I couldn't last night after I fucking took my ribcage into the goddamn side of the tub. It happened so fast. I didn't even react.
Oh, shit.
It did. Because I was like, oh, look at me. I'm all adult. I'm doing adult things. And I cleaned the side of my, I cleaned the inside. And I got the sticky things off. And then that fucking was, so when I fell though, I did this, like after I hit the ground, because I was then slid inside the tub, so I was in my back after I hit the side and everything like this. On my back, I probably look like a puppy, banging for hell, but I was just like.
You should have went forward and did a somersault into the bathroom and out of the tub.
The bathroom's not that big. I probably would have cracked my fucking head open on the sink, to be honest with you. If I would have tried to do that, yeah.
That's funny.
We would be calling 911 because I'd have a fucking spout up my ass because that's how close this fucking sink is to the tub.
I have a really nice shower curtain where the liner snaps in and you can take it out, the one that was in my bathroom if you want it.
Oh, the one that I almost ripped off your fucking wall?
I don't think that's the same one. It's the one that I got not that long ago with flowers on it, and it has the mesh panel at the top, so it puts more light into your tub.
I'm good because the light for the bathroom is directly above the bathtub, I feel like I'm in a spotlight every
that's
time.
That's special.
Yeah, so even more special than that, too. On top of it, so last night when I fell and busted my shit, I felt like I was the star of the fucking show.
Ass over tea kettle.
I went ass over rib cage into the side of the tub, fucking people's elbow style to the ground. And then, but you know the worst part is I just laid there for a second in the tub because I couldn't comprehend that I just got my ass beat by tub.
Good God. That's hilarious.
So, and then and by the way, this was like 6:30 when this all happened. So I like, okay, it was early. So I was like, oh, I'm going to take some Tylenol and lay down for a little bit and ice my rib cage. Well, guess what? I forgot. Skin on skin contact to the fucking ice pads or ice pack. I think
that was smart.
I think I burnt my skin. Can you burn your skin with ice?
Yeah, it's called frostbite, bitch. You can kill your skin cells. You can deaden your skin. Better keep an eye on it.
So you're telling me I possibly broke two ribs and gave myself frostbite all within like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I shouldn't have moved away. I need adult supervision 24/7 and I'm alone again. And no, Kirk. Oh no, did it die?
Yeah, one of them did.
only one.
I still have one left. I don't know how the hell. Yeah, one is down to no percent and the other one's 83%. I have no idea how that's fucking possible. There must be something down in here that this isn't charging.
Take your finger in there.
Wonder what the fuck is happening.
Get a Q-tip.
So fucking weird. I don't know. Whatever. I have one left.
Only the strong survive.
Yeah, who the fuck knows?
I'm going to my cocoon of shame.
Your cocoon of shame.
Yes.
You dork. That's so fucking weird that it's almost dead.
Does it look like a butthole?
Like a what? A butthole? Fucking gross. A prolapsed anus is what it looks like. You should Google prolapsed anus.
I know what one looks like. I've seen it on sheep before. Thank you. You can keep your prolapsed butthole to yourself in the internet because I don't want to see that shit. This is why when people listen to us, they're like,
you're nuts, need motherfuckers.
Y'all need therapy.
Hell no, this is therapy.
Oh, this is our therapy? Fuck.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why keep hitting my desk? Stop touching the desk.
It's shake, shake, shake.
Shake, shake, shake. Okay,
my setup shake, tonight.
Look, at there's an earthquake. My... It's a 4.5.
I like how we both just start shaking our shit.
We're just fucking losing it, I swear. I don't know what the fuck's wrong.
I lost it a long fucking time ago, man. It's just finally passing on to you. Oh, also, look at my setup tonight. So I got a beanbag chair. Okay. And this ottoman thing that I'm using as like a backrest so the beanbag chair doesn't clap.
Yeah.
And then the microphone. Here. And I'm using my TV stand as the table today. Because last time my back hurt way too much and now I can go like this.
Do you not have, you don't have like a sofa or a chair anymore? No room? Just a futon?
Just a futon. And like, yeah, I could put the back up on it and turn it back into a couch. But here's the thing. Nobody else is here. Why would I constantly put it back into a couch? If I'm the one sleeping on it and nobody's here. Plus, I got beanbag chairs people can sit in if they visit. Or they can sit on the bed. A
real chair for somebody to sit in.
That's not what's happening here.
Didn't you have a chair? What the hell did you do with your chair?
It went to a garage sale.
Why didn't you take it with you?
There's not space here for the... Straight up, there's not space here. I'm stuck in the beanbag chair. Yeah, no, there's just not the space here for it. Like, I thought about it, but, like, so here's my wall. Like, this is the whole living room bedroom.
Oh, I see. Yeah, not much room. You can put it right in front of the air conditioner so you can be like you're in a morgue.
I can do that right here in my beanbag chair.
Beanbag chairs are not comfortable while you're still young. Wait till your body's aching from all the torture.
It's torche.
Torche. I'll give you torche.
Oh my. I don't think Joe would like to Joe. I'm super sexually confused, Joe. Torche.
You're an eau de torche.
Eau de toilette. I don't know what
I'm... Eau de toilette.
Toilette? Enchanté, mademoiselle. I don't know where I was going with that.
To hell.
Motherfucker, I've been there and back, and I'm going again. Let's go. I'm driving the bus. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm so happy people got to hear us rant and talk a bunch of shit, and I hope everybody has a fantastic week and weekend.
And and me laughing my ass off at you falling in your fucking shower.
You can't even say it without laughing.
It's funny. I mean, look, I've done it, hurts. It myself.
My ribs hurt. My side fucking hurts. Like, I'm pretty sure I broke a fucking rib.
So back in the day when I was like in high school, they tubs were slippery as fuck and you had to have little patches on it. And sometimes those things would come off and you'd step in the wrong spot and boom, go down.
That's how, but this is an old tub. This is that slippery ass tub material. This is the material that it will take your ass out. And it did. It took me out last night. This tub is an assassin, a trained fucking assassin. Okay.
It's a death trap waiting to happen.
It fucking is. That's why there's sticky shit in the bottom of it now. Because I will not fall again because that fucking hurt. My arm hurts. My rib hurt. My body hurts. I've taken enough Tylenol to kill a small child.
You have one of those mats that has little suction cups on it that's in there?
That's what it is. Yeah, that's what's in there. And I don't like the way that feels in my butt, but I'm so scared to fall.
Those always felt weird to me on my feet. They're bizarre. You can get new strips to put in there. They even have like character ones you can get.
Oh, I could get little skeletons or little gold.
You should probably go get on Amazon and see if they have like, what is that? Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yes.
You can probably get some of those in there. Don't you have a shower curtain like that?
I have the black stripes, yeah. But a friend of mine, so before my birthday, before I moved away, real quick story here, promised me the shower curtain. It's got a llama on it. But it's not just like a llama, okay? When I tell you, it's George Washington as a llama.
Okay.
And it was cool as fuck, and he's going to send it to me, and that's going to be my new shower curtain. So my house is going to go from complete, like, morgue to going in the bathroom being like, Llama Washington.
You should just turn it into like the cartoon version of Mount Rushmore in your bathroom.
That's such a good idea. All right, but well, that's like, our time.
Get okay. like those. Girl, I'm in charge of this one. This is me this time. Don't be cutting me off, bitch. You can get Chia Pets. And make them Mount Rushmore in your bathroom. Put a shelf up somewhere.
I didn't even think about the Chia Pets. They would survive in a bathroom really well, too, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's nice and moist. Chia. Moist. C-H-I-A. Yeah.
Chia.
All right, I guess that's all
we have.
He
just asked me if I wanted a Bill Cosby Chia Pet.
What the fuck? A Bill Cosby? That's bizarre. I killed my Sofia Petrillo one that you gave me as a gift. I mean, I still have it, but it died. I forgot to water it, and it didn't even fucking grow.
You know, I didn't even care that it didn't make it. I was happy that when I found that, you were like, yes.
I like it. It's in one. It's downstairs in the basement. In our
That's how much
my
you
other
it,
kitchen.
Folks.
Well, it's in my other kitchen downstairs. We don't have much of a kitchen. Our fake kitchen downstairs is bigger than the one up here, so.
Yeah. It's okay. That microwave you gave me fucking fits perfectly here because like there's no space in the kitchen. And that one was so small, it fits so perfectly. Yeah.
I know that's the smallest one I could find that was decent. All right, that's all we got. I'm done.
I love a wig. Don't fall in the shower.
I love a rub. I love a vat. I love a gig. I love a tea. I love a face. I love a cheese. I love a dip. I love a place. I hate people. I hate people. People, big or small, short or tall, people. I hate people. I hate people. people. I hate people. I hate people. Big or small, short or tall, people. I hate people. People.